With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. Governor Granholm still deciding whether to sign or veto a bill that would allow alcohol sales on Sunday mornings and Christmas Day in Michigan. Though she's not opposed to the sale of alcohol on those days, Granholm wants to make sure there's not an abundance of lobbyist favors worked into the bill. Chevrolet's tap warrant-based SPX service solutions to supply Volt owners with a 240-volt home charging system at a cost of $490 each before installation, making the Chevrolet-supplied charging units cost slightly less than those marketed by Nissan for its Leaf. Rick Snyder is the Republican candidate for Michigan governor, and he has a sizable lead in polls over Democrat Virge Bernero. The two will engage in an hour-long debate at a Detroit area public TV station this coming up Sunday. If Snyder wins in November, he says he'll launch a fundamental restructuring of Michigan's government, including a hard look at compensation for state employees and the way services are delivered. How's this for scary? A Michigan family's property has a sudden unexplained crack. A large unexplained crack now runs 200 yards through the Saluski family's property, 8 miles north of Menominee in Birch Creek. The family thinks it happened Monday about 9 in the morning. The ground raised up about 5 feet, taking trees along for the ride. Some cracks were up to 2 feet wide and 5 feet deep. I guess you could call it the Great Statenantal Divide. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.